Welcome back to Buffy's Flavorful Journey, the podcast where we explore not just the rich flavors of cooking and baking, but the vibrant tapestry of life itself. Today, we're diving into a topic that's sparking intense debate across America. Is there a figurative war on women, minorities, and the LGBTQ communities under the current political climate? From controversial policies to the real-life impact on our friends, neighbors, and loved ones, let's peel back the layers to understand the stories behind the headlines. This isn't just about politics, it's about people. Stay tuned, because you won't want to miss a single moment of this powerful discussion. Now, the phrase war on women, that's a politically charged term used primarily by opponents of certain conservative policies and politicians to describe actions and policies they believe are harmful to women's rights and interests. So if you're a woman in America, you better listen up, because this impacts you and or some female relative in your family. Under the Trump administration, and within the context of Project 2025, there are several policies and initiatives that critics argue could be seen as part of this war on women. These include 1. Reproductive rights. Abortion restrictions, that's the big one that pops up, right? The Trump administration and many Republicans have supported measures to restrict access to abortion. This includes attempts to defund Planned Parenthood by appointing conservative judges likely to overturn or restrict Roe v. Wade, and implementing policies like the quote-unquote gag rule, which prohibits organizations receiving federal funds from providing or referring for abortions. Now, there's also a global gag rule, reinstated and expanded by Trump. This policy prevents foreign non-governmental organizations, known as NGOs, that receive U.S. funding from providing or promoting abortion services, which critics argue limits women's access to reproductive health care globally. But hey, any restrictions on Viagra and Cialis? You know, any kind of drugs to help men get an erection? I haven't heard of any, have you? 2, health care. Affordable Care Act. They're trying to do so many repeal attempts on that. You know, Obamacare? Efforts to repeal the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, have been criticized for potentially reducing access to health care for women, especially concerning coverage for maternity care, contraceptive services, and preventative screenings. For example, the contraceptive coverage rollback. The Trump administration rolled back the ACA's contraceptive mandate, allowing more employers to opt out of providing birth control coverage based on religious or moral objections. 3, workplace protections and economic policies. Pay equity. Critics argue that the Trump administration did not prioritize policies aimed at closing the gender pay gap. Efforts to address pay equity through legislation like the Paycheck Fairness Act were not supported. And family leave. While Trump proposed a plan for paid family leave, critics argue it was not comprehensive enough and it lacked bipartisan support needed for significant change. 4, you knew this was coming, judicial appointments. The appointment of conservative judges to the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court, is seen by critics as a long-term threat to women's rights, especially concerning reproductive rights, health care access, and workplace protections. 5, violence against women. Let's look at the Title IX changes. The Trump administration's changes to Title IX, especially regarding how schools handle sexual harassment and assault, were criticized for potentially discouraging victims from reporting incidents and reducing protections for survivors. Now, let's talk about Project 2025 and women's issues. Project 2025, led by the Heritage Foundation and other conservative organizations, aims to prepare a detailed policy agenda for a future Republican administration. Some of its proposed policies and strategies may continue or expand upon the actions taken during the Trump administration that critics view were detrimental to women's rights. Key areas of concern include reproductive rights at number one. Project 2025 may advocate for additional state and federal restrictions on abortion access, potentially including measures to limit or ban abortion nationwide. Let's face it, folks, they want to make abortion illegal in all 50 states. And if women don't get out here and vote, don't get out here and speak up for yourselves, it's going to happen. Two, healthcare. Again, they want to repeal Obamacare. So there's going to be continued efforts to dismantle or significantly alter Obamacare, which could affect women's access to healthcare services, including reproductive and preventative care. Three, economic policies. Big focus on deregulation. That might undermine workplace protections for women, including efforts to address the gender pay gap and enforce anti-discrimination laws. Judicial appointments is number four. Project 2025's emphasis on appointing conservative judges is likely to continue, and that could have long-term implications for rulings on women's rights and protections. Now let's talk about the war on minorities. That's also charged and used by critics to describe policies and actions they believe disproportionately harm minority communities. Under the Trump administration, and within the context of Project 2025, several policies and initiatives have been criticized for their impact on minorities in America. These include, number one, immigration policies. Travel bans. The Trump administration implemented travel bans targeting several predominantly Muslim communities, which critics argued were discriminatory and based on religious and ethnic bias. Family separation. The zero tolerance policy at the southern border led to the separation of thousands of children from their parents, drawing widespread condemnation for its humanitarian impact. DACA rescission. Attempts to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, D-A-C-A, put nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants, known as Dreamers, at risk of deportation, affecting predominantly Latino communities. Two, criminal justice and policing. Criminal justice reform. Now, while the First Step Act was a notable achievement for criminal justice reform, critics argue that broader systemic issues, including police violence and racial disparities in sentencing, were not adequately addressed. Policing policies. The administration's support for aggressive policing tactics and reduced oversight of police departments accused of civil rights violations disproportionately affected minority communities. You think? Three, voting rights. Voter ID laws. The support for strict voter ID laws and purging voter rolls were seen as efforts that disproportionately impact minority voters, making it harder for them to exercise their right to vote. There's also opposition to voting rights expansion. The administration opposed measures aimed at expanding voting rights, such as restoring provisions of the Voting Rights Act that protect against racial discrimination in voting. They're trying to do whatever they can to keep minorities from voting. But you know what? We're going to vote. Four, economic and social policies. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Critics argue that the benefits of the 2017 tax cuts primarily favored the wealthy and did not adequately address economic inequality affecting minority communities. When you give all the wealthy people tax cuts, the government still has to run and perform services, right? Who's going to pay for that? The lower class and the middle class. All the taxes are coming out of us, not the wealthy. And let's talk about healthcare. Efforts to repeal or undermine Obamacare were seen as detrimental to minority populations who benefited the most from the ACA's expanded coverage. So they want to keep us poor, all these taxes. They don't want you to be healthy. Let's get rid of Obamacare. And now they're talking about getting rid of the Department of Education. So they want to keep you dumb too. Housing and urban development, HUD policies. Changes to housing policies under the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, were criticized for reducing protections against housing discrimination and making it harder for low-income minority families to access affordable housing. Now let's talk about Project 2025 and minority issues. Project 2025 is going to advocate for even stricter immigration enforcement and policies that could further impact minority communities, especially Latino and Muslim populations. 2, criminal justice and policing. Continued focus on law and order. This emphasis on law and order could lead to policies that increase policing in minority communities without addressing underlying issues of racial bias and systemic injustice. So basically, the police are going to keep on profiling minorities, shooting and killing minorities, and getting away with it. And that's law and order, folks. 3, voting rights. Project 2025 may push for more stringent voting laws under the guise of preventing voter fraud, potentially disenfranchising minority voters. We're going to vote, people. We are going to vote. Economic policies. The focus on economic deregulation and tax policies that critics argue do not address the economic challenges faced by minority communities. Again, give the tax breaks to the wealthy, put more taxes on those of us who are middle and lower class as far as income. 5, social and cultural policies. Education reform. There's going to be advocacy for school choice and voucher programs, which may not adequately address educational disparities faced by minority students in underfunded public schools. Religious freedom. Policies prioritizing religious freedoms could sometimes conflict with anti-discrimination protections for minority groups, especially in areas like LGBTQ plus rights and healthcare. Now let's talk about policies and actions that are part of the war on the LGBTQ plus communities. 1, military policies. The transgender military ban. In 2017, the Trump administration announced a ban on transgender individuals serving in the military, which was later implemented in 2019. Critics argued that this policy was discriminatory and undermined the rights of transgender service members. 2, healthcare policies. The Trump administration rolled back Obama-era protections against discrimination in healthcare for LGBTQ plus individuals, especially under Section 1557 of the Obamacare Act. This allowed healthcare providers to deny services based on gender identity or sexual orientation. Man, that's crazy. I thought doctors took an oath that you're going to take care of people, you're going to treat them. Now you can say, well, I don't know if you're male or female, so I'm not going to treat you. Come on now. Come on now. You know that's wrong. 3, religious freedom and anti-discrimination laws. The administration's emphasis on religious freedom was often criticized for enabling discrimination against LGBTQ plus individuals. This included support for religious exemptions from anti-discrimination laws, thus allowing businesses and healthcare providers to refuse services to LGBTQ plus individuals based on religious beliefs. Remember the baker that didn't want to bake a cake for the same-sex couple getting married? That's just the beginning, folks. Get out and vote. Again, females, minorities, LGBTQ plus individuals, you better get out and vote. Now, support for religious organizations. There were policies favoring religious organizations, such as permitting adoption agencies to refuse to place children with LGBTQ plus parents. Come on, y'all. 4, education policies. The Title IX changes. Again, the Trump administration made changes to Title IX regulations, thus narrowing the definition of sexual harassment and modifying how schools handle complaints of sexual assault and harassment. Critics argued these changes could negatively impact LGBTQ+ students, making it harder for them to report and address discrimination and harassment. 5. Housing and Employment Protections, HUD Policies. Changes to policies at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, included removing protections for transgender individuals in homeless shelters, allowing shelters to refuse access based on gender identity. Then we had employment discrimination. While the Supreme Court's 2020 ruling in Bostock versus Clayton County extended workplace protections to LGBTQ+ individuals, the Trump administration's overall stance and appointments to the judiciary were seen as less supportive of LGBTQ+ employment rights. Now, let's not forget about Project 2025, which, in my opinion, is worse than the Trump administration could ever be. Project 2025 in Religious Freedom versus Anti-Discrimination. Project 2025 may advocate for expanded religious exemptions that allow individuals and organizations to refuse services to LGBTQ+ individuals based on religious beliefs. They'll just be the first that they can deny services to. Next will be minorities. Next will be women. Don't let this happen, folks. Get out and vote. 2. Healthcare and social services. Potential continuation or expansion of policies that allow healthcare providers to deny services to LGBTQ+ individuals based on religious or moral objections. Education and student rights is 3. Advocacy for policies that could limit the rights and protections of LGBTQ+ students, such as opposing comprehensive sex education that includes LGBTQ+ issues and supporting policies that allow discrimination under the guise of religious freedom. They kill me doing all this crap. Religious freedom. Really? Okay, keep it up. 4, housing and employment. Potential rollback of housing and employment protections for LGBTQ+ individuals, emphasizing, yet again, religious freedom and states' rights over federal anti-discrimination mandates. Bogus, people, bogus. You got to get out and vote. I'm telling you, you got to get out and vote. If you don't, it's going to be a hot mess. Thank you for joining us on this eye-opening episode of Buffy's Flavorful Journey. I know a lot of the stuff we talked about, you probably never even heard of when it was happening. But you've heard it now. Go do some research. Don't just take my word for it. And I'm going to list my sources, my reference sources, in the description of this podcast. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. A little research and you'll find the same information I found. Now, I've talked about some crazy stuff, in my opinion, but all of it sheds light on the challenges that are going to be faced by women, minorities, and LGBTQ+ communities today and going forward in a Trump and or Project 2025 administration. This journey doesn't end here. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, your experiences, and your stories. Let's continue this important conversation together. Let me know if you're going to vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to get out and vote. Protect what's yours, what you want to leave for your children, your other family members in your family. Again, women, minorities, LGBTQ+ community, we must get out and vote. Because only together can we make a difference. So until next time, let's keep trying to give love and kindness to everything that we do. And I'm wishing all the best to you and yours. See you in the next podcast episode. And remember, get out and vote.